So what is different about the systems? Verification task is a lot more complicated. It's a lot more advanced. You're going to have to plan a lot more for it. The code will tend to be a lot more complicated than the block because of the independent nature of the element. You have to figure out a way to control them and time the event so that they overlap the way you intended to overlap them. You need to be able to create some interesting and relatively uncommon conditions. Yep, that could happen. They're typically the uncommon ones are the ones that are going to kill the system. So you have to figure out a way to create those corner cases. And that's not easy either. How, for example, do you overflow a FIFO on a chip that's a couple devices down from the primary input? That may not be easy. And if you're going to do it with random testing, which I'll address a bit later, it will require very, very robust code because, by definition, you don't know what's going to happen. Under directed testing, you know that you can set up this read and only so many clock cycles later, the write is going to start. If you do random, you don't know at what time these things are going to happen. And just an example that we've been faced with in Verilog because of the fact that tasks cannot be concurrently activated, we got read and write cycles walking over each other. So we had to build in some arbitration mechanisms in there. So the task is more complicated the same way the system is more complicated than the basic blocks.